are you? Who are you?
It is corporeal, a physical entity.
What? What did you say?
It is responding to visual and auditory stimuli. Linguistic communication.
Yes, linguistic communication. Are you capable of communicating with me?
What are you?
My species is known as human. I come from a planet called Earth.
Earth?
This is what my planet looks like. You and I are very different species. It will take time for us to understand one another.
What is this time?
The creature must be destroyed before it destroys us.
It is malevolent.
Aggressive. Adversarial.
It must be destroyed.
I am not your enemy. I was sent here by the people you contacted.
Contacted?
With your devices, your orbs.
We seek contact with other life forms, not corporeal creatures who annihilate us.
I have not come to annihilate anyone.
Destroy it now.
My species respects life above all else. Can you say the same? I do not understand the threat that I bring to you. But I am not your enemy. Allow me to prove it.
Prove it?
It can be argued that a human is ultimately the sum of his experiences.
Experiences? What is this?
Memories. Events from my past, like this one.
Past?
Things that happened before now. You have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about.
What comes before now is no different than what is now, or what is to come. It is one's existence.
Then for you, there is no linear time.
Linear time? What is this?
My species lives in one point in time. And once we move beyond that point, it becomes the past. The future, all that is still to come, does not exist yet for us.
Does not exist yet?
That is the nature of linear existence. And if you examine it more closely, you will see that you do not need to fear me.
Jennifer.
Yes, that was her name.
She is part of your existence.
She is part of my past. She's no longer alive.
But she is part of your existence.
She was a most important part of my existence. But I lost her some time ago.
Lost? What is this?
In a linear existence, we can't go back to the past to get something we left behind. So, it's lost.
It is inconceivable that any species could exist in such a manner. You are deceiving us.
No! This is the truth. This day, this park. It was almost 15 years ago, far in the past. It was a day that was very important to me. A day that shaped every day that followed. That is the essence of a linear existence. Each day affects the next. As corporeal entities, humans find physical touch to cause pleasure.
Pleasure? What is this?
Good feelings. Happiness.
But this is your existence.
It's difficult to be here. More difficult than any other memory.
Why?
Because this was the day that I lost Jennifer. I don't want to be here.
why do you exist here?
I don't understand.
You exist here.
What just happened?
More of your kind.
Another ship? In the wormhole?
Wormhole? What is this?
It is how we describe the passage that brought me here.
It is terminated.
Terminated?
Our existence is disrupted whenever one of you enters the passage.
Your linear nature is inherently destructive. You have no regard for the consequences of your acts.
That's not true. We're aware that every choice we make has a consequence.
But you claim you do not know what it will be.
We don't.
Then how can you take responsibility for your actions?
We use past experience to help guide us. For Jennifer and me, all the experiences in our lives prepared us for the day we met on the beach, helped us recognize that we had a future together. When we married, we accepted all the consequences of that act, whatever they might be, including the consequences of you.
Me?
My son, Jake.
The child with Jennifer.
Yes.
Linear procreation?
Yes. Jake is the continuation of our family.
The sound of children playing.
Aggressive. Adversarial.
Competition. For fun. It's a game that Jake and I play on the holodeck. It's called baseball.
Baseball? What is this?
I was afraid you'd ask that. I throw this ball to you. And this other player stands between us with a bat, a stick, and he tries to hit the ball in between these two white lines. Oh. The rules aren't important. What's important is it's linear. Every time I throw this ball, 100 different things can happen in a game. He might swing and miss. He might hit it. The point is, you never know. You try to anticipate. Set a strategy for all the possibilities as best you can. But in the end, it comes down to throwing one pitch after another and seeing what happens. With each new consequence, the game begins to take shape.
And you have no idea what that shape is until it is completed.
That's right. In fact, the game wouldn't be worth playing if we knew what was going to happen.
You value your ignorance of what is to come?
That may be the most important thing to understand about humans. It is the unknown that defines our existence. We are constantly searching, not just for answers to our questions, but for new questions. We are explorers. We explore our lives, day by day. And we explore the galaxy, trying to expand the boundaries of our knowledge. And that is why I am here. Not to conquer you with weapons or with ideas, but to coexist and learn.
If all you say is true, why do you exist here?
What is the point of bringing you back again to this?
We do not bring you here.
You bring us here.
You exist here.
Then give me the power to lead you somewhere else. Anywhere else.
We cannot give you what you deny yourself. Look for solutions from within, Commander.
I was ready to die with her.
Die? What is this?
The termination of their linear existence.
I never left this ship.
You exist here.
I exist here. I see her like this.
None of your past experiences help prepare you for this consequence.
and I have never figured out how to live without her.
So you choose to exist here. It is not linear.
No. It's not linear.